It appears that the Australian Tax Office received some information from the German tax authorities about various Australians who'd got, if you like, secret bank accounts in Liechtenstein. And the way the Germans came across the information was quite strange, because apparently a guy who was employed by one of the Liechtenstein banks took the information. He was a bit of a disgruntled employee. He took the information with him, tried to sell it initially, I think back to Liechtenstein, but when that failed, and this was over a course of a couple of years, ultimately got in touch with the German tax authorities and said, look, I've got some really good information about a whole load of secret bank accounts here. Do you want it? And they paid him quite a considerable sum, about 7 million euros, to get this information. So once they'd got it, the UK and the Americans were interested, and they paid a bit of money over as well. But it looks as if the Australians received the money as part of an exchange program that they have with the German tax authority as part of an OECD sort of committee on this. And so Australia didn't have to pay any money to find out about the 20 or so Australians that appear to have bank accounts in Liechtenstein.
So are there any legitimate reasons for keeping money in offshore bank accounts?
Oh, look, there's no reason at all why you can't keep money in an offshore bank account. The problem is if you don't tell the relevant tax authorities about it. And that's where, you know, this concept of tax evasion, deliberate deception, deliberately not reporting your taxable income comes in. So, you know, I can have a bank account in Switzerland or Liechtenstein or wherever I like, but I've got obligations to tell the tax authority, particularly in the country in which I reside, about it if there are tax implications for it. And these people may not have been doing that, and that's the problem.
And so how do they currently track international bank accounts?
Well, most OECD countries, and indeed most countries in the world, now have sort of exchange programs with each other so that you can either request the information or sometimes it's just voluntarily given. But there are two or three countries, and Liechtenstein is one of those, which still don't haven't entered into, if you like, compliant agreements with the rest of the world, and that's why I think Liechtenstein is of particular interest to any tax authority if they can get some easy information on it.
Is the ATO planning to improve the tracking methods?
Well, I think they've got a very good intelligence network, as I say, with other offshore, with the ability to get to offshore bank accounts. It's just in these very secretive and tightly controlled areas like Liechtenstein that they don't normally get information. That's why this one's such a godsend for them, I think.